Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Dear brothers and sisters, we've got a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding anger and wrath. It's obvious that every one of us is like dealing with this kind of problem every day. First of all, we should know that anger is not just an extra thing in us, just put in us by Allah for nothing and only for the as a vice, as a negative thing. Anger is needed and necessary in some occasions when we are like, when we want to, for example, defend our dignity and our property sometimes. So we may need that anger, but expressed in a decent, appropriate way, not just acting fully. And so because every person who gets angry, most of the time, we become like a madman. And we may commit like very harmful mistakes, make a lot of harmful mistakes. And if we like capture a video of ourselves and look at it later, we will laugh at ourselves. We may be shocked at how ridiculously we like act. So this anger is needed, but it depends on us how we like express it. And like maybe the decisions that we make at the time of anger, and how, you know, what we make of it. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in a beautiful hadith says, "Ma min jur'atin," there is no drop that a servant swallows that is more beloved to Allah than the drop of anger he swallows, either through patience or forbearance. This is also mentioned in Quran that those who swallow their anger, وَالْكَظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, and actually one of the titles of the seventh Imam, Imam Musa, is Kadhim, the one who swallows his anger. So this is a kind of a like term they use to swallow your anger, to like hold it in and never express it in a negative way, in a harmful way. So actually, this is a problem that a lot of us are dealing with. We do not know, or we cannot express, you know, our anger in a good way, or at least in a neutral way. Or we just try to stay away from the harms of that. So there are like many ways to like control our anger and calm down. For example, we can keep away from those situations that would trigger our anger. Keep away from those situations if like you know that in some place you may be like insulted, and you would see it probable that you may not be able to control it. Of course, also to remember God and to change your position. And there are some other ways that inshallah, in another hadith regarding anger, I will address. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danesh, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد